A few years ago, it was at the Academy Awards show, the Oscars, also known as, and one of the winners had something rather profound to say, which is probably news in itself if you've watched the show over the years. Anyway, what she said was that the greatest gathering of people with the greatest potential, I'm paraphrasing right now, the greatest gathering of a place where people of great potential are is a graveyard. It is in that one place that all these people are grouped. And I don't know if she probably didn't realize that that's something that works out is a very good description of what we're encountering now in the series, A Season of Lent. And today, as we see, we receive ashes. Ashes as a reminder of our ultimate destination, that we don't get out of this world alive, that every one of us eventually will, unfortunately, not live forever, at least on this earth. So we begin these 40 days, and it's a 40 days of repent, of reflection, and turning away from sin and turning to the gospel. St. Catherine of Siena, I love one of her quotes that she uses. She says that if you become what you are truly meant to be, you will set the world on fire. Meaning, again, if you live up to what you can truly do, if you devote yourself to it, you will make a difference. You will set the world on fire. Now, what are we called to do? We're all called, really, to be saints. Sounds hard to believe, but yeah, it's possible. It's there. A lot of those who are considered saints who came from very humble beginnings, such as us. And we all have great stories, and there are so many different roads that they take. And as we enter into this Lenten season, our road, maybe we may want to make it a little bit different this year, a little bit changed. When we receive in baptism, one of the things that's done in baptism is that you receive a lit candle with the words of the presider saying, "Receive the light of Christ." How's your light doing? Has it grown cold? Is it shining brightly for all to see? It's not under a bushel basket, I hope. We all have plenty to offer. And we receive that light of Christ at baptism to reinforce to us that that's what we're called for. We receive the light of Christ, which we reflect throughout the world. Now, as this time, as we know, Lent means prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But we can make it a little bit different this year. When it comes to prayer, not just praying for ourselves and trying to reform and repent, but we can also pray maybe for those that aren't just around us, but for others that are hurting this season, for others that have a challenge that a year ago they had no idea they would have to be dealing with. Praying for the strength that they will be able to continue and do well, and also to be able to be faithful Christians. Fasting. We could fast. I have to admit, a fish fry is not exactly the biggest sacrifice for me when it comes to Fridays and Lent. But we can fast from other things too. And it's not just giving up candy for Lent, even though that is a tough one for me. It's not just giving up candy, but how about giving up judgmentalism, being harsh, using your tongue for things that God did not intend you to be doing, given that great gift of communication, to be able to to instead of running other people down, to build them up. It's good to fast from some of our bad habits that we tend to have in this season. And then finally, almsgiving. That not only doing works for the poor, but praying for the poor in spirit, the people who have been beaten down in this world, who have their own journeys to Calvary. Offer prayers up, not just for those who need help as far as financially, and we can all kind of relate to that, but to be able to offer your prayers for those who are really down, that you could maybe make a difference by a visit to them. Maybe if there's something, there's an illness or something like that, to bring a dish to them, something on that order. Something that we can do to make a difference in this world. Now, starting tomorrow night, as was mentioned in the announcements, is the Stations of the Cross. Prayed every Thursday night up until Holy Thursday during Lent, where we gather together to pray and to remember and to walk the steps like Jesus walked to his execution. When we do that, not only do we bring ourselves closer to what Jesus did, made the ultimate sacrifice for us, but also praying for those who are undergoing their same problems, their same struggles, their same problems, and maybe our prayers can be of help to them. In the psalm that we just heard, we ask Jesus to create a clean heart in me. This would be a good season for us to start, to be able to, as they used to say, clean up your own act, to be ready. Be ready for the wonderful celebration of Easter coming at the end of this season. But it's a good idea to be able to prepare yourself, cleanse yourself, get rid of the things that you really don't need in this world, to be able to celebrate a wonderful Easter and the time afterward. And in order to do so, if you do start doing things like that, you'll set the world on fire.